the light from the car, take one of the nearby exclusive elevators, get off at any floor they liked, and blend in with the crowd. It should be clear from all this that a system for maintaining absolute secrecy is solidly in place. We can glimpse here an almost excessive use of money and political power. As can be seen from the hotel management's explanation, it is no easy matter to lease and use one of these VIP parking spaces. Central to the need for thoroughgoing background checks, no doubt, are the plans of security authorities charged with the protection of foreign dignitaries, which means that some political connections would have to be involved. Just having a lot of money would not be enough. Though it goes without saying that all of this would take quite a lot of money. Omitted here, conjectures that the property is being used by a religious organization with the backing of a powerful politician.
22. Jellyfish from all around the world. Things metamorphosed. I sit down in front of Cinnamon's computer at the appointed time and use the password to access the communications program. Then I input the numbers I've been given by Ushikawa. It will take 5 minutes for the circuits to connect. I start sipping the coffee I've prepared and concentrate on steadying my breathing. The coffee is tasteless, though, and the air I inhale has a harsh edge to it. The computer beeps, and a message appears on the screen informing me that the connection has been made and the computer is ready for two-way communication. I specify that the charge for this call is to be reversed. If I am careful to prevent a record of this transaction from being made, I should be able to keep Cinnamon from finding out that I used the computer. Though of this I am anything but confident, this is his labyrinth. I am nothing but a powerless stranger here. A far longer time goes by than I had anticipated, but eventually the message appears that the other party has accepted the charges. Beyond this screen, at the far end of the cable that creeps through Tokyo's underground darkness, may be Kumiko. She too might be sitting before a monitor with her hands on a keyboard. In reality, all I can see is my monitor, which sits there making a faint electronic squeal. I click on the box to select Send mode and type the words that I have been rehearsing over and over in my brain. I have one question for you. It's not much of a question, but I need proof that it's really you out there. Here it is. The first time we went out together, long before we were married, we went to the aquarium. I want you to tell me what you were most fascinated to see there. I click on the symbol for sending the text. I want you to tell me what you were most fascinated to see there. Then I switch to receive mode. The answer comes back after a short, silent interval. It is a short answer. Jellyfish. Jellyfish from all around the world. My question and the answer to it are lined up on the upper and lower halves of the screen. I stare at them for a while. Jellyfish from all around the world. It has to be Kumiko. The real Kumiko. That very fact, though, serves only to fill me with pain. I feel as if my insides are being ripped out. Why is this the only way that the two of us can talk to each other? I have no choice now but to accept it, though. And so, I begin typing. Let me start with the good news. The cat came back this spring. All of a sudden, he was a bit emaciated, but he was healthy and unharmed. He's stayed at home ever since. I know I should have consulted you before I did this, but I gave him a new name. Mackerel, like the fish. We're getting along together just fine. This is good news, I guess. A delay follows. I can't tell whether it is due to the time lag inherent in this form of communication, or a silence on Kumiko's part. I'm so happy to hear the cat is still alive. I was worried about him. I take a sip of coffee to moisten my mouth, by now dry. Then I start typing again. Now for the bad news. Actually, apart from the fact that the cat is back, it seems